What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Ross Clifford's on the line. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
Are you finding that you're feeling a little under pressure at the moment to get everything done before the 25th of next month?
Look, mate, I am, and I'm in Melbourne today, and people are just running everywhere. I thought Sydney was bad. And probably Perth is just as bad. I mean, it's a an incredible sense of deadline, isn't it? And getting all the shopping done and getting the cards and getting the presents and getting the turkey and ham and trying to work out who's coming to what Christmas function. Mate, it's just hectic.
It really is. And, I mean, even in the advertising that we hear around this time of the year, it's, you know, this company can have your carpets in before Christmas, or this company can you know, clean your home before Christmas, or this company can build whatever it might be or deliver certain objects before Christmas. And it just, it seems to have become more of a deadline than something to look forward to.
Look, I agree with you. Or if you now get online and order it now, you can get it before Christmas. I'm seeing that everywhere as well. And yeah, look, it's kind of, you know, we've been taken over by the commercialism, but more than that, the kind of deadline, get everything done, get things in order. And what happens, I was just talking to a few people about that before we came on air, Rodney, what happens is you get to Boxing Day and you just all collapse and you think it's over.
And we think that that's our time to relax, but really we're just trying to recover from all the rushing around beforehand.
Yeah, and by doing that, we miss the true meaning of Christmas, don't we? Now, I don't think we should blame anybody else but ourselves if that's what happens. It's we've got control and we've got to be really cautious that we can get through all the stuff we've got to do, get to the deadline, collapse on Boxing Day and actually ask ourselves, what was all that about? It just, you know, just came and went in a flash.
It is a tough thing to do because there is so much pressure, as we say, but it's almost like this one slipped under the radar because we've been aware that Christmas has become more commercialised and we make the choice, okay, we're going to enter into all that side of things or we're going to keep it in the right perspective and everything, and we can make that decision. But this one seems to have, you know, come from nowhere, and suddenly we're finding that we're just as involved in this rush and just as involved in this deadline as everyone else. So what can we do about it?
Look, I think there's some things we can do about it. I think it's good to go back to the Christmas story and remember there was a kind of deadline there in the Christmas story, wasn't there, with, you know, baby Jesus to be born and Mary and Joseph having to get to Bethlehem by a certain time and everybody else running around the then known country to get to their home cities for the census. So you could imagine that around that first Christmas, there were people moving all around the place, having to get to Bethlehem or whatever city they came from to register for the census. And that's what happened to Mary and Joseph, and get there before the baby was born and get to an inn and no room and finding somewhere to deliver the baby. So, mate, we need to remember that, yeah, that's part of life. But against that, there's also those wonderful scenes of the shepherds in the field and angels coming to them and you know, all the scenes around the birth of Jesus that are just much more leisurely and reflective, and hearing the voice of God and hearing the angelic choir and understanding that this is a spiritual event and understanding that God is with us in this event. So, you know, it's, yeah, there are deadlines. This will always happen around Christmas, but I'm with you. It's getting worse and worse. But let's also see the other side of that lovely Christmas story, you know, and its history about, you know, there's time and there's space and there's reflection. We hear the angels, we hear the choirs, we see the child who becomes the Saviour. Mate, if we miss that, then, you know, the deadlines are really a waste of space.
Rodney Olson here. I'm talking to Ross Clifford. We're talking spirituality and belief, and particularly looking forward to this wonderful time of Christmas that seems to have become just a deadline. Now, Ross, you mentioned that we need to be reminding ourselves of the Christmas story.
One of the things we ought to do, Rodney, is to make sure that we don't get derailed and caught up with, you know, the speed of Christmas, is take time, all of us, to read the first few chapters, just the first couple of chapters in Matthew and Luke's gospel, and see the historical message of Christmas being played out. So let's get back to the real, you know, the real story and read it and see how historically God entered the world for us.
Now, there are people in some traditions within the Christian faith that have something called Advent, and it's a way of leading up to Christmas. Are we missing out if we're not looking at something like Advent?
Oh, look, I think we are. I go to some churches and there's nothing about Christmas until December the 25th, and you turn up on Christmas Day and it's like it's dropped out of the sky. And we wonder why people are not being prepared in their hearts and minds. I'd encourage all churches, all ministers who are listening to make sure that the lead up to Christmas, 4 or 5 weeks out, those Advent weeks, whatever our tradition, you know, prepares people for Christmas, takes us into the Christmas story and gets us thinking about the historical message of God being with us. Yeah, mate, I mean, kind of, we've got to prepare our hearts and minds, and our churches have a real good place in doing that. Mate, I love the Advent calendars. I don't know about anybody else. I mean, they could be chocolate or whatever, but I love the Advent calendars, and we always make sure we put one up, taking us, you know, the 25 days to Christmas, because each day you remember, you know, you're leading up to this event, you thank God for the message of Christmas, and each day, all the way through, individually and personally and as a family, we can take time to reflect on what the Christmas message is all about. So Advent calendars, making sure we're going to church, making sure churches are featuring the message of Christmas up until the Christmas day. And as you say, carol service, all of these things are so important. Otherwise, it just, you know, we'll wake up Boxing Day and say, heck, what was that all about?
Uh-huh. So it's all about preparing in the meantime and getting ready for that wonderful occasion. Ross, it's been great catching up with you right throughout the year, but this is about the last time I'm going to get to talk to you, I think, because you're on a break for the next couple of weeks, and then I'm going to be on a break. So we're going to have to catch up next year.
Well, that'll be great, Martin, and you have a blessed Christmas. And, you know, one of the reasons we take a break now is actually to escape all the action and get a chance to think about Christmas. And we go and see Christmas lights during the break, and we go to church services, and, you know, we take time to read the Word. It's just a really good time to find some space to do that. And, mate, you have a blessed Christmas and look forward to catching up next year.
Well, you too, Ross. Have a wonderful Christmas. Look forward to catching up with you in 2013.
God bless you, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.